الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper by way of introduction, and in fact the same ayat which come after this, which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Have you not seen how Allah dealt with the people of Ad? And Allah explained that they were a mighty, strong nation, very strong nation. And their offshoot Thamud also. And Fir'aun, Dhul Awtad, he was also a mighty ruler, a lot of power in this world. Haven't you people seen what happened to them? When they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, what was the consequences? It's a lesson for us, take a lesson. If you disobey Allah, you break His laws, and every individual knows, kullumri'im, each individual is well aware of his actions. If we break the laws of Allah, we can try and bluff other people outwardly, put a pious front, etc., etc. But we all know, if you break the laws of Allah, Allah will break you. And the punishment which comes in this world is a minor punishment. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And the small punishment of this dunya, which is very big for us, but it's a small punishment, it's also a mercy of Allah Tabarakut. Because if you take heed, then you will return to Allah. You'll make rujoo' ilallah, inabat ilallah, you'll make tawbah, and then you are in the book goods and you are in the you are favorite of Allah Ta'ala again. So it's, and forever in the akhirat, you'll have the ni'mats of Allah. And if you don't take a lesson, there are people when problems come, there are those people, problems come, they are sinners, open sinners. But problems come, they turn to Allah. They go to the masjid, they start tahajjud, and they go to Jannat. Other people who are pious people, problems come in their life, they feel Allah didn't help me. Allah Ta'ala caused me problems, and they go away from Allah. And then finally they land in Jahannam. So problems come, and we in that also we must take the right direction. And then we must remind ourselves what will happen in the qabr. All of us, our actions will be in the qabr. All our evil actions in the form of poisonous snakes. Snakes of akhirat, not the worst snakes of this dunya, are nothing compared to those snakes. The flames of the fire of Jahannam in the qabr, all that will have illa man taab. However, a person who makes tawbah, sincere and he corrects his life, Allah will grant him the best in spite of all the wrong that he had done. And then he must think of the day of Qiyamah. We must not be unmindful of that. We only think of consequences of this dunya. But our real worry must be, Qiyamah's day will be really a day of humiliation, disgrace, where all our actions will be displayed to everyone. Yeah, we could think I did it so secretly. Nobody knew what I was doing. There, everyone will see what I was doing. And after that, if we did not make tawbah, Allah did not forgive us, to go and burn in the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, we can't take one matchstick flame. That is too much for us. Just a fly buzzing by our ear or around our nose, we can't take it. A mosquito bite, a wasp bite, and a snake bite, who can take? What will happen in Jahannam? So we must worry about that all the time. Allah give us tawfiq and keep that, and that must be our major worry. Not that any problems of the world, they are, but they are small, insignificant, the real worry. And if you worry about that, Allah will sort out all our dunya's matters. And if we don't, Allah Ta'ala will cause us to become more unmindful, more disobedient, and prepare our own fuel of the fire of Jahannam. A person takes his own fuel for the fire of Jahannam. It is his own doings that will take him there. Allah give us tawfiq. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam. For Allah to take a qasam, Allah does not need to take any qasam at all. We take qasam because if somebody doubts us, nobody can doubt Allah. Allah Ta'ala is asdaqul qailin, the most truthful. Man asdaqu min Allahi haditha. Who can speak a truer word than Allah Ta'ala? Allah is haqqul mubin. Allah makes the truth manifest and clear. Allah makes bayan of the truth. So Allah, there is no doubt. Allah takes this qasam to convince us. Like a mother, a father advising the children, say, I take qasam and I tell you that people's company is not good for you. Don't do this. Your life is in front. You don't know. You're still a child. What will happen to you? And to convince that person, you take their qasam. And this is sunnah also. Even in bayan, a person making bayan takes qasam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should take qasam and say, I'm telling you that to convince the people. So Allah is taking qasam. And where is Allah taking the qasam? In the Quran Sharif. The greatest kitab. If you want to say, you can say the only kitab in the world. All others in front of the Quran Sharif, whatever there is, it outshines everything. It is like when the sun comes out, you don't see any stars in the sky. The stars are there, but you don't see them in front of Kitabullah. Such a great kitab. A kitab which we don't have to even speak. Nobody has to speak. For over 1400 years, it has stood the test of time. Challenges are coming from all sides to find fault in the Quran. Challenges are coming to change the Quran Sharif. Challenges are coming to burn out there, and they burnt it. When the British took over India, they burned all the copies of the Quran. They thought they burned all. Small children reproduced the Quran again. And they told them, you might have burned the copies of the Quran, the hearts which contain the Quran. What are you going to do about that? Quran can never, it's a miracle of Allah. It will withstand all the tests and trials. So in that kitab, Allah takes this qasam. And Allah takes qasam first, wal fajr. Qasam of the time of fajr. Yeah, Mufassirin say, there are three interpretations of this fajr. One is fajr time, which is a mubarak time. Any person who has the good fortune to get up at fajr just feels nice. That time is such. The environment, the atmosphere, the whole fida, everything is just nice. It's in a time of barakat, a time when the malaika of the night are departing. The malaika of the day are coming. And how fortunate is that person who is making his fajr. The last entry in the malaika who are going up, who finished their duty, that he was making fajr. And the first entry in the Malaika who are coming for the day is making Fajr. How fortunate is not that person. Same with Maghrib Namaz. So Allah is taking Qasam of that Mubarak time. Others say it is the Namaz of Fajr Allah Ta'ala is taking Qasam on. And the Namaz of Fajr, like Allah said, Wal Asr. Either the time, Allah is taking Qasam of time, or Allah is taking Qasam of Asr Namaz. And most of the Mufassirin say that Asr is the middle Namaz. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salati al-wusta. The middle Namaz. There are two Namazes before Asr, Fajr and Zohar. Day Namazes. And there are daylight Namazes. And two Namazes after that, night Namazes. Maghrib and Ish. Anyway, so Asr time. So these are Mubarak, very special time. And the fact that Allah is taking Qasam on them, that is enough to show how valuable. And we, Allah Ta'ala, says that, هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمُ الَّذِي حِجْرِ. Is there not a lesson for the people of intellect? Take this lesson which Allah is giving, that Allah, so great, so mighty, Allah is taking these great oaths. These great qasams Allah is taking. Allah's speech is the greatest. Without qasam also, Allah's speech, who can compare? But where Allah is taking on top of it qasam, so let us understand how valuable. So the time of Fajr. And then ulama have said that this Fajr is the Fajr of the first of Muharram, which Allah is taking. That a new year is coming in your life. Now correct yourself. Change yourself. Every time you look for an opportunity, I must change now. So when the new year is starting, then start. And it is Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months, that also, whether it is the first of Muharram, or whether it is the other third interpretation of this Fajr, is the Fajr of the 10th of Zulhijjah. And why? Very, very interesting and great, great lessons for us. Why did Allah take particularly the Qasam of the Fajr of the 10th of Zulhijjah? Because the 10th of Zulhijjah is the only day in the whole Islamic calendar that hasn't got a night. We know that every day is day and night according to English calendar, Western. Our calendar, night and day. Our day starts with the night first. Like today, the 23rd of Zulqa'dah has started. And the night is first, and tomorrow will be the 23rd, the day of Zulqa'dah. The whole year goes like that. But the day of the 10th of Zulhijjah is a night that hasn't got a night. And so, Allah Tabar, the 9th of Zulhijjah, Yom Arafat, the day of Arafat, it's one special quality. It is the only day in the Islamic calendar that has got two nights. The night preceding it is also its night, and the night after it is also its night. So the ulama explained that wukuf Arafat is compulsory. The correct, proper time is from zawal till sunset. But even that whole period, from the night, the wukuf of Arafat, if a person is there, his hajj will be made. And if a person didn't make it till sunset, when all the hajjis are now going to Muzdalifah, that night is still the night of the 9th of Zulhijjah. So if a person goes even in that night, his hajj will still be the faraz al-hajju al-arafah. The main aspect of hajj is arafah. So his hajj will be made. So Allah gave the 9th of Zulhijjah two nights. And the 10th of Zulhijjah, no night. The night before it, is Allah gave it to the 9th. Of the 10th day, Allah gave it to the 9th. And the 9th night thereafter goes to the 11th. So compensating, so to say, for that, Allah took Qasam of the Fajr of that day. So because no night for you, but now I take Qasam on you. How great you are, the 10th of Zulhijjah. The greatest day of the Islamic calendar is the 9th of Zulhijjah. The day of Arafat, the day we should try and keep Roza, particularly on that day, a whole year's past year's sins are forgiven. Future year's sins are forgiven. Ulama say, minor sins are forgiven. And together with that, just make Tawbah Istighfar for our major sins. So that is the ninth. Then the tenth is the day of Nahar, of slaughtering, which is a day so great. There is no ibadat Allah loves more on that during those days. The 10th, 11th and 12th till Maghrib. Those times the greatest amal Allah loves is ihraqi dam, to slaughter animals and let the blood flow. Allah loves that very, there is no other amal Allah loves more in those days than making qurbani. So the 10th of Zulhijjah Allah. So the 10th of it either refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah. It refers to the first of Muharram. Or it means generally all the Fajr. So when Allah has taken Qasam, Allah put in our heart how great and auspicious. And this is not to speak only and to hear, but it comes in our heart. And then we honor these days. A time that is valuable, we honor that. A person who is valuable, we respect, honor him. A time that is that is great, we respect that time. A place that is great and honorable, respect that. So these times, the real thing is, we must respect and do what we have to do. If we do that, the benefit is only for us. Allah does not benefit any from our deen. We send durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, in essence, the durood is for ourselves. For Nabi alayhi sallam, when Allah wa rafa'ana laka dhikra, we have honored your dhikr, your remember. What is the position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So our ibadat is only for ourselves. If we don't make any ibadat, it doesn't harm Allah in the least. But and all of us become more pious than the malaika, it doesn't increase Allah's greatness in the least. But so Allah give us the tawfiq for that. Wal fajr, wal layalin ashr, and then Allah Taala has taken qasam of the 10 nights. The 10 nights, Mufassirin, generally, commonly it is established and all of us accept, it is the 10 nights of Zulhijjah, which will be starting next week, I think, Friday, maybe from Saturday or Sunday. Saturday or Sunday. Gee. So now let us know how valuable this time is, which is coming. That is why we are trying to have our majalis now, monthly majalis, at the end of the Islamic month. So when the new month comes, we are well prepared. Usually we have it and 2-3 days have passed, sometimes a week already has passed. And all those blessings, we're not aware. Like, for example, if we had our majlis next week, and if we didn't remove our hair, unwanted hair and nails, and then it's too late already. Now we remind, and we all require reminders that before the first of Zulhijjah, in fact, we don't know whether it will be 30th or on the 29th, the latest, remove all unwanted hair of the body, nails, and that is again another great ibadah. It's a resemblance with the hajis. They are in ihram. In ihram, they can't cut nails. They can't remove their hair. So Allah gave us, so to say, a mini ihram. And we also can be reminded of the people in ihram. And just to be in ihram, just outwardly also, the clothes of ihram, how wonderful the person feels. And all multitude, millions of people all in ihram. What a wonderful feeling. How happier. And on the tongue, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And for us, on our tongue, baqiyatu salihat, khayrun inda rabbika thawaba wa khayrun amala. These baqiyatu salihat, they are great, great, great by Allah. And they are things that, those are the things you put, you attach your hope to. Those are the things that you hope for in life. Wal baqiyatu salihat, khayrun inda rabbika thawaba wa khayrun maradda. And these baqiyatu salihat, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. They are so great that a great by Allah, khayrun inda rabbika. And for reward, so great rewards they are. And on top of that, what you will return to them, they will be there. Allahu akbar. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam told the sahaba, that khudu junnatakum, take your put on your, take your weapons, put on your armor. The Sahaba asked, aduin kad hadar? Is there enemy around? Their enemy has come. Are they already here? With so much of urgency, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la minan na, from the fire of Jahannam. And nobody knows when his time comes, and he enters in his grave, and if he was not ready, and he enters the first. So take your protection. What is the protection? The same. Wal baqiyat, baqiyatu salihat. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا These baqiyatu salihat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallah, wallahu akbar. Great, great. Just the words are great. And we say it with the meaning, and we say it with passion, concentration, and with love and devotion, then what value hasn't it got? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, these words, when you say them, then they are muqaddimat. Before you reach where you want to go, they are gone. And they make all the preparations for you. When you go there, everything is prepared for you. They will be gone to akhirah, and they will make all your preparation. These words, mu'aqibat, they surround you. They are all your, like Allah says in another ayat, lahu mu'aqibatum min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfihi yahfazunahu min amri Allah. They are protecting you all around from, nothing can happen to you. They are great, great protectors. Just like Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. These are also surahs Munji. They save you and they protect you. On the day of Qiyamah, they will have two wings, these two surahs. And they will cover you with your wings. And then they will say, La Sabila Ali. Nobody can touch these people now. They are under our protection. And nobody, no azab can come and touch them. This is so great. Allah give us tawfiq to read this surah regularly between Maghrib and Isha. Great other benefits. They will protect us. So these baqiyatu salihat, these great words. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. They are also munjiyat. If you have landed yourself in a problem, they will take you out. They are mujannibat. They don't allow you to fall in a problem. Read them regularly. And if you weren't reading them and you start reading, they'll take you out of the problem. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yata'atafna hawla al-arsh. They immediately, you say, before you can make your next move, they are by the arsh of Allah. And they are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah ta'ala. Lahu dawiyun ka dawiyun nahal. And as they are making tawaf, they've got a buzzing sound, like the buzzing sound of bees. And what are they doing? Yuzakirna bisahibihin. They are praising the person who read them by Allah. Telling Allah, so and so, oh, what a person he is. He's a good person. He's making your zikr. Whatever they, however they are praising, and we can't imagine how they are praising us by Allah Ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah tuhibbun, don't you love that somebody must be remembering you by Allah Ta'ala. So read this kalimat, we will die, and we, inshallah, we go to Jannah, but they will be still by the arsh of Allah praising us. Our whole life they will be praising us, forever they will praise us. Where can we find an amal, which is sawab jariya, which is isale sawab? Just read this, and forever and ever. So these are those great occasions. So read this kalimat, inshallah. So, well, fajri wa layalin ashr. These 10 nights, which Allah Ta'ala has made, very valuable. And each night, inshallah, we'll find out the connection just now. Each night, the reward of it is the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Each night is the thawab of Laylatul Qadr, of these 10 nights which will come. So let us get ready. Whatever any appointment we got, some work to do, some meetings we got, put them off before the 10 nights or after the 10 nights. During this time, in fact, not 10, till the 15th, till we finish our Qurbani, everything, then do an Allah reward and fill the qubur of our akabir in our Darul Ulooms. What foresight, what insight they had, that during these days they made holiday, that even ta'aleem, which is so high, learning, qala Allah, Allah, qala Rasul, all the time carrying on, they closed the doors for that also. Now this is the ibadah to be involved in. So how much more when that great ibadah, they closed the door. They collected money from people for teaching Quran and Hadith. But these days were so great, they closed the doors. Now no teaching also. All the holiday is not a holiday what we think, according to Western concept, which is destruction, which is destroying whatever you acquired. That is what their holidays are. Our holiday is this now, that we engage in another ibadah. Fortunate are those people who will make them in their business also, that during these days we take our annual leave, we give leave, and don't think that they won't, barakat will come so much in the business. Many times we have mentioned that one person of South Africa, Potchefstroom, where they cash and carry appliance business, and he went with the Afrikaner man in the days of apartheid to the Far East. And the Afrikaner man there also observed his Sunday for his worship or going church and praying his Bible. The Muslim man took that inspiration and he came back and he shouldn't open his shop on a Friday. And Allah gave him so much more barakat. If we do this, Allah will give us more barakat. So if we take our holidays also during this period, the month of Ramadan, during this time, the ibadat is so much. But unfortunately, almost all of us, we are unmindful that these are valuable things. We just take them, they are coming, Qurbani is coming, just get the animal or send it away to somewhere, Malawi, India, and have it slaughtered, finish, it's done. No, it's so valuable. It has got so much for us. So that each night's ibadat, Laylatul Qadr's ibadat. And Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala says, khayrum min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is how many nights? 30,000 nights. So every night's ibadat is better than 30,000 nights ibadat. What an opportunity. And the ibadat of the night, just make your isha with jamaat, your fajr with jamaat. And you get the sawab of the whole night's ibadat. It's not your whole night's ibadat. It's the sawab Allah. And this is the mercy of Allah, that you just made your fajr with your isha with jamaat, your fajr, and Allah gives you the sawab of the whole night. And then may read your alif lam mim sajda and your tabarak alladhi between maghrib and isha. And for that separate a whole night, the laylatul qadr ibadat. And of the 10 days, and you made your isha and fajr, double is laylatul qadr sawab you will get. And read the ruku, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Read it at night after maghrib. The sooner you read it, the better. From them, from that time, you're getting the sawab of making ibadah the whole night. And after you finish your isha, which is 4 faras of isha, 2 sunnat muakkada, then make your tahajjud. The time of tahajjud has started. The best time is in the last 6th of the night. But yet the time of tahajjud has started. So by your tahajjud, you get more ibadat sawab. Be sure we make our tilawat of every night. Make sure we read all our other wazifas, especially during these days. Hafiz Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, says, during these ashur-e-hurum days, whatever you make your regular work, it will become your habit, your natural way for the rest of the year, for the rest of your life. So during these, at least this 10 days, let us make sure we don't miss our Yaseen. We don't miss our Tabarak al-Ladhi. All our, whatever we, our wazifas are, our Dhikrullah, our Tilawat of Quran, our Tasbihat, Durood Sharif, Third Kalima, Istawbah Istighfar, all our whatever wazifas, let us make them properly in this days. So much sawab. And then each day's Roza, Allahu Akbar. For each day's roza, you get sawab of keeping roza the whole year. So it's called 10 days, but the 10th we are not allowed to keep roza. But Allah will give roza not of 9 days, of 10 days. It's called 10 days. Allah will give us the full 10 days. The rozas that were for 10 years we kept roza. If we kept this all 10 days, don't take it lightly. It's not faraz. And we're not making it faraz also. But see the value of it. Why lose out? Try and keep this roza. Take the little effort. And we will get 10 years roza sawab. And just for keeping for 10 days. Just imagine 10 years roza sawab. What a great, great ni'mat from Allah. Don't deprive. And all the benefits of roza, whether it is physically, whether it is spiritual, whether it is moral, whether it is a trendsetter, how you regulate your life, the benefits are unlimited. So Allah Ta'ala took qasam of this 10 night. Most of the mufassirin say it's the 10 days of Zulhijjah, the 10 days. Other mufassirin have said it refers to in the instance of Musa alayhi salatu wa wa'adna Musa 30 laylatan wa atmamnaha bi ashrin. We took a pledge from Musa alayhi salam for 30 days and we completed it with another 10 days. The 10 days are the same 10 days of Zulhijjah. So then it will mean that the 30 days was the month of Zulqada, which Musa alayhi salam, Allah said, commanded him. And the 10 days then of Zulhijjah. So this also shows how valuable and how important these. So they are not ordinary days. They are not days of significance only. They are days of great significance. And not to talk about and hear about and send messages on the WhatsApp groups and print pamphlets and publish them. All that on its place. No problem. But the real is to make amal. To see that we do what we have to do, then we will get this great value. So these great days are very, 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 very great days, we can see. The nights are so great. The greatest nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Some ulama of the view that the last 10 nights of Zulhijjah are the greatest nights also. But generally, the ulama accept that the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the greatest nights of the year. And the greatest days of the year are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. The greatest day of the year is the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat. And we can't imagine Allah becomes extremely happy that people have come from all parts, min kulli fajjin amir, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum, wa yadhkuru ismullah, and they remembering Allah, all coming from the valleys and from the roads, and by today by jet plane, some are by ship, some are by road, by buses, the people are coming and all. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamd wal ni'mat wal mulk. All, Allahu Akbar. Just this reading, thinking of it gives us joy. What about those people who are there and they are reading their labbaik? And they are in those Mubarak environments of Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif, in the Haram of Makkah. Allahu Akbar. What a deen Allah has given us. And where can we get, what can ever compare with this? Nothing in the world can come anywhere near it. All the other things just goes into oblivion. It's nothing. These are the things of great, great value. So these nights are so valuable. The days, every day's roza, 30 whole years roza sawab, which means 30,000 days. And if we keep the 10, 300,000. And if we keep for 10 years, Allah gave us tawfiq to keep this 10 days roza, becomes 3 million nights sawab. What an opportunity. And Allah make it, it's not just to talk and hear, but that we make amal on it. So these days are so great. The nights are so great. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Then Allah takes qasam further. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. And the even number and the odd numbers. Yeah, ulama say that the even number refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah, which is an even number 10. And the odd refers to the 9th of Zulhijjah, which is an odd number. And the 9th of Zulhijjah, Arafat is the greatest day in the world in any case. The 10th of Zulhijjah, when Qurban is just starting the world. People are eager, people on farms, they are permitted before Fajr they make their Qurban. were out away from on the farm. People in the towns, after Fajr, the first worry, Qurbani must be made. In fact, don't eat anything. Go and slaughter first. And from your animal, eat then the first thing. So everyone is eager. All are engaged in Qurbani. And what is this Qurbani? The Sahaba asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ma hadhihi al-abahi ya Rasulullah? What's this all Qurbani? What's the whole story about it? What's the reality of it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and what, who else could give such an answer? Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi. Yeah, in the plains of Mina, he was commanded by Allah. Allah Ta'ala to her, he said that, Ya Bunayya, inni ara fil manam, anni azbahuka, fandur maada tara. Oh my son, Ismail, beloved son, and that love we cannot imagine. The love Anbiya alayhi muslim, pious people have for their children, and their real love for their deen, for their akhirat, for their permanent life, to save them from Jahannam, to send them to Jannat, not the love of dunya, to send them to schools where they learn Darwin's theory, where they learn that their forefathers are monkeys, where they learn kufr and shirk, and that knowledge will take them to Jahannam. Not, that is no love whatsoever. That is zulam on the child. Open zulam. But the true love that he's telling is Ya Bunayya. The poet Iqbal says that when Nabi Ali told him, Inni ara fil manam, I see in my dream, I'm commanded to slaughter you. It was the command of Allah. Fanzur maza tara. What do you say? What you have got to immediately, without a split second, he said, "Inni araka fil mana anni azbahuka fanzur maza tara." Qal ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh my father, do what you have been commanded. Don't wait, I'm ready for it. And satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You will find I will have sabr. I will accept. I accept the command of Allah. A young child is prepared to be sacrificed. And today, the child can't sacrifice for deen's sake. His sports he can't sacrifice. His haircut style he can't sacrifice. His clothes he can't sacrifice. He must have all the things of the kuffar in all these things. But Ismail alayhi salam, my life I'm prepared. And there is great detail in that also, how the whole procedure. And then Allah loved it so much, Allah sent a ram down from Jannah, which also shows when we are prepared to do the what Allah wants to, Allah's well unseen help of the malaika will come. The ni'mat of Jannah will come in this world, and it will come for us also. If we develop ourselves also, and we have that iman, which Ibrahim alayhi salam, we make effort, who can have that iman of Ibrahim alayhi salam? But we have, according to that iman, Allah's help will come to us also. So these are those nights, those days of the qurbani, which are so valuable. So, walayanin ash, washafi wal watr, and the odd and the even. The odd is the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah, the even, the tenth of Dhul-Hijjah. So these are great, great days. And there is much more detail of the great the rewards of Qurbani. The Sahaba asked, فَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُسْكَ كَمَا قَالَ. What are we going to get for all each hair? You will get the reward. Can any computer count the hair on a coat, the fiber of a sheep? They can't have it. One sheep that ran away from the flock and went out, and its wool grew and grew so much, the wild dogs, the wild animals cried and bit it. They couldn't. That wool was so much. So how much the fiber in the wool, all that reward a person will get for his qurbani. And then it will be weighed, the hoofs will be weighed. The tail, every part of the body on the day of Qiyamah, it will be weighed. According to narrations, Malan Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, it will be your jet over Pul Sirat. And it will just carry you over Pul Sirat. And so don't take a lead, that is why also, don't take an animal that has got a fault, some aib in it, some fault in it. Take a good animal so you, when you want to cross Pul Sirat, you can cross at lightning speed. There you won't need your 4x4. You won't need your jet liner. You won't need a helicopter. This is what we will need. And this Allah is offering. And this is what we must go for. So these are, and wal washafi wal watr. And the, so the odd is the 9 and the even the 10th. Another very great point ulama have written, the odd is that all the even all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has created everything in pairs, the heavens, the skies and the earth, man and woman, and mountains and the sea, everything in pairs. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنَ, that we have created everything in two parts, in pairs. And there's another ayat also. Everything Allah has created in pairs. So to see the great creation of Allah. And Allah is taking qasam on this great creation. To impress on us, that's on us, the importance and the value of this. And وَالْوَتْرَ, what is the odd? The one Allah. هو الله أحد. He is one. Allah. الصمد. الغالب على كل شيء. ولا يغلبه شيء. He is overpowers everyone. And all together, forget overpowering, they can't touch Allah. They can't do anything to Allah. That is the, Allah is taking qasam on all that. And Allah Ta'ala has said, قل هو الله أحد. According to Arabic grammar, it could have been قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ wahid, that Allah is one. But why did Allah use ahad? Because wahid, after wahid, what do you have? What's the next number? Ithnan. And salat. So there is a possibility of two and three and four. Ahad, after ahad, there is nothing. There is no second. So there is no possibility of second Allah. If it was Wahid, then there was a possibility. Wahid you have is the plural. And Wahidatun is the feminine. So it could be possible there could be one Wahid, masculine God, and one Wahidatun, feminine God. But Allah used Ahad. There is no Ahadatun. In the Arabic language, so there is no question of a female. Nothing whatsoever. The choice of every word in the Quran Sharif is the most perfect choice. And perhaps it will take us till Qiyamah, all the great, great ulama also, to fathom what the Quran Sharif has got hidden in it. The more we devote ourselves, the more the Quran Sharif opens itself. The more you read the Quran, the more the Quran reads you. The Quran is the greatest scanning machine. The Quran is the greatest x-ray machine. The Quran Sharif is the greatest sauna. As you will read it, it will tell you your fault. And if anyone else tells you, you don't like it. But when the Quran will tell you, you will accept it wholeheartedly. And it will mirror you properly. And you will see your faults. The Quran Sharif. Atta kitab Allah Ta'ala. So, washafi wal watr. Wal layli idha yasr. Allah is taking qasam on the night also. Idha yasr, when it moves, when it travels. Yasr is from the word sara, a person who travels. And travels in the night, the last part of the night. That part is called sariya, the traveling of death. So here Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of that last part of the night. That is when tahajjud time is now getting finished. Sehri time is getting finished. And this, that person will appreciate who wants to keep his rozas. Monday, Thursday rozas. Ayyami Bid rozas. Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this Ashhur al-Hurum, 700 years sawab. But now, when he woke up, oh, only 5 minutes left. 2 minutes left. What must I do now? The night is moving. It's going. And so, quickly just drink a gulp of water or something. Or today I'll keep roza without sehri. Or something like that. A person who makes his tahajjud and his eyes wake up, oh, only 5 minutes left. I got a heart, I have to go number one, I have to go number two, I still, and only 5 minutes left. Maulana Musa Samrodi, Rahmatullah Ali of the Merkez, when we were spending time, he said a young boy went for Jamaat, and when one night he woke up and he's running in the Merkez to the toilet. He said, my time of tahajjud is going, my time of tahajjud is going. When that value comes in us. So then a person, how he wants to do it, he's got very little time left. The same at before Maghrib, when a person got delayed or something, he got engaged in other things, and now time of dua is gone. Oh, my time of dua is going. I need at least 15 minutes for dua. I got 2 minutes left. Let me just make whatever dua I can. Those who can appreciate this, they will realize the value of this night. Wallayli idha yasr. The night when, and yeah, it means the traveling. And the night that is traveling, this means yeah. The Mufassirin, the night is moving. It's not going to stand still for anyone. Time and tide wait for no man. And your time, you see, you haven't got much time. So appreciate that time. Those are special times. Wallayli idha yasr. Then Allah Ta'ala says, hal fi dhalika qasamul lidhi hijr. Is there, Allah is asking a question. Actually, it's a statement. But to wake us up from our slumber, from our unmindfulness, that we don't pay attention to deen. We got no value for deen, no value for akhirah. Dunya means everything. To shock us out of that, to give us a shock, and we come out of that. Allah says, hal fi dhalika qasamul lidhi hijr. Is there in all these qasams anything for those people who have got intelligence that they will take a lesson? Hijr actually means to prevent. That is, an intelligent person, he prevents the harm. It's a common principle that daf'i mazarrat muqaddam hota hai jalb-e manfaat se. That whatever you want to do, first you see, I mustn't get some harm in it. If I don't get profit, but I mustn't be harmed. And if I don't get harm and I get profit also, nurun ala nur, every good. So now here also, that intelligent person in all his matters, in his time, he sees that he doesn't waste his time. Today, where our time? We go and see a sports, a soccer match, 90-minute match, going, coming. And we go before time. We want to watch the curtain raise also. How lot of time? Intelligent person will never destroy his time like that. And what was that soccer match? 11 people on two sides. And all the object and purpose of everything is just to get a pigskin between two poles this side or two poles this side. Is that for what Allah Ta'ala created? Or we go and see a cricket match. Hitler in the 1930s, when there was a World Cup match in Germany. So after the first day, he also went and see cricket. So after the first day, he asked who won and who failed. They say nobody won and nobody failed. 5 days the match is still going to carry on. Immediately at that time he banned cricket, which is banned till today as a national sport in Germany. That he says, what's going to happen to the economy of the country? 5 days, me, the president, prime minister, I also came and see cricket here. All the people going to watch cricket on the TV screens nowadays, they're going to watch. What's going to happen to the cricket? All going to talk cricket. All going to smoke cricket, all going to the S word in cricket, and all going to do everything is just cricket, cricket, cricket. And what is it? One person throwing a ball, one person hitting it, three people running after it, 50,000 people clapping hands, another 5,000, 100,000 people on the TV jumping and dancing, oh, six, oh, four. And when it's a dini talk, dead like we are. No life we got. What valuable talks of Quran and Hadith, but we are like dead people. And you just get the news, oh, this team won, and you start jumping. You can't walk straight, but then you are jumping. And Allah Ta'ala guide us, inshallah. So, hal fi dhalika qasamul lidhi hijr. Is there, will you come out of your stubbornness? Will you come out of your unmindfulness? Will you come out of your life which you have given for dunya, which means every, and you have forgotten akhirat, well, you come out from there and prevent yourself from all the harm. See all this what Allah has taken qasam on. Great, great things. والفجر, the time of Fajr, what is detailed, والشفعي والفجري وليالي عشر, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, the nights, the days which are so valuable, and then والشفعي والوتر, and the odd and the even, هل في ذا والليل, and the night when it's passing, take lessons from all that. هل في ذلك قسم لذي حج. So these 10 days. And then what heralds in the 10th of Zulhijjah, what does it bring in? Qurbani. And the great, great ibadat of Qurbani then comes in. And for the days of Qurbani, this 10 days of Zulhijjah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah does not love good amal so much as He loves it on the 10th of the 10 days of Zulhijjah. The Sahaba asked, "Walal jihad fi sabilillah?" Not even jihad. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not even jihad. In one other hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that zikr of Allah, remember in zikr of Allah, there is no greater amal than the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So the Sahaba asked, "Walal jihad fi sabilillah?" Not even jihad. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not even jihad. Even if your sword breaks into pieces, and you get dyed in blood. Blood, you are soaked in blood, your whole body. You have dyed. That also, only that person will be equal. What is all this? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, why is it that this amal are so valuable? Because what is required by Allah is deen. And all this jihad, studying in a Darul Uloom, going to a Khanqah, making our Islah, going in Jamaat, writing of kitabs, giving of bayan, is all to make deen alive. And what is for what you want to do? Deen alive. So deen is the object. These are all the means. And the means can never be like the actual object. Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullah Aleha, her Khadima told her that let's go to the sea and we see the Qudrat of Allah. She says when we have reached the object, we don't need the means anymore. When you have reached your object, when you have reached what you want to Allah, now you're going to the airport, you're going for Hajj, Umrah, whatever, and you came with your heavy motor car, limousine, whatever. But when you come at the airport, now you leave it. Now you're going in a jet liner, and you're going to fly now. So when you have reached Allah, now you don't need the means to reach Allah. So deen is the object. Deen has to come. And all these are the means to reach deen. So the means can never have the value of, and you can't reach your object without the means. You have to have the means. But once you have got the Allah, then you have reached Allah Ta'ala. So this is what the value of these days, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, more value than jihad also in the path of Allah. But that person who goes out with his life and his money and doesn't return with anything, he will come somewhere near these people. So deen, so in these days, the third kalima is so valuable. Let us read as much as possible the third kalima in these days. Read takbir. Hazrat Abu Huraira and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, they should go in the bazaar shopping places and all the time, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and people should join them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is what they should make alive. And the ulama have written, it's no more in us, it's a thing that we should make alive. In our family, the old people, they should come into, whenever coming in the house, ask the ladies, are you reading your takbir? You're reading your tasbihah all the time, but we don't read ourselves, we're not aware, we're not conscious, we're just living in our ghaflat, unmindfulness of this dunya. These are the valuable things. So this night, then the qurbani is so valuable. During the 3 days of Qurbani, that Allah loves nothing more than ihraq dam, than the flowing of the blood of the animal. And choose, fatribu biha nafsa, open your heart to make the Qurbani. Don't be stingy at that time. Don't look for the cheapest animal. Look for the good animal. And open your heart and make the Qurbani. The reward of the Qurbani, in detail, it's a whole subject. And the whole history that how Qurbani came, what a great gift it is for the Ummah. So all this Allah has given us, this is all right at our doorstep.
If Allah gives us life and we live, don't let us waste our time. Like Ramadan came, what a great month. Now this great another Ramadan has come. Small Ramadan, 10 days Ramadan. And the value of it, every moment of it is so special, so valuable. It is all for us to take, and it is, as we can see, it's not beyond us. To keep the rosas is not beyond us. To read third kalima, and Allah has always made His ibadah very easy. On the 9th of Zulhijjah, the dua all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam read, which Nabi alayhi salam also read, the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Allah, the small things, how Allah says, remember me for a little while after Asr and Fajr. I will remember you the whole year, whole day, and I will see to your work. And that little while it appears, tasbihat faqmi. 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. After Maghrib, after Asr, after Fajr. And Allah promises, I will see to all your needs in between. Allah says, you go to the masjid to make me, I will see to all your matters outside masjid. You stand up for namaz, now you are occupied in namaz, but I will see to all your matters outside namaz. But we must do what we have to do. We all know very well, there's a job advertised, you give your CV, you get job description, you must do your job. And that salary which you're looking at, 200,000, 500,000 they're going to pay you. But all that depends on you doing your job. Not you don't do your job and you expect for the salary to come. So all this Allah has promised if we do our job. And the job is so easy. It isn't like any work of this dunya, hard work of this dunya. It is simple. To read third kalima, what difficulty is there? To read fourth kalima, what difficulty is there? All this ibadah is so simple and the rewards of it so great. Allah make it, we appreciate these days and all the aspects of it and we love it and very important, pass it on to others. We can, this bayan we can send out, we can make clips and send it out short, but we ourselves we speak, then ours will get strong. Go home and tell the family, repeat it. For those brothers whose families are here, discuss it. Whose families are not here, go and tell them about it. And other people tell. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if you want to remember what has been said, and you want to make amal, tell at least 10 people. So let us go and tell 10 people all what we... And as we remember, then we'll... I forgot this also. I forgot that. And we will talk about it. Ours will become... And a person gets tawfiq when he himself just talks even about it. Just sending the clip, well and good. But you yourself, you talk. Tell the family, tell your friends, tell the people at work tomorrow. Whoever your friends you meet, talk about this and make deen alive. Put it in the environment. Let it come into the environment and then see the goodness. And really when you will start practicing, just like a person who is regular with namaz. But someday he got caught up in traffic. He missed his asr with jamaat. How he feels it. Today I miss my namaz with jamaat. And a person who makes namaz and concentrates, but one day some other thoughts overpowered him. He said, I didn't make namaz today. I'm not feeling right. I didn't make my tilawat today. I'm not feeling right today. Like that, let deen come into us. And any aspect of deen for any reason, if we could not practice, then we can feel it that my day is not going right. Today I didn't do what I had to do. Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah.